You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and our co-host for this segment is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
We are not alone. You brought some very special guests with you today.
Yes, very special indeed. Really happy to have Jersey and Andrews in the studio with us. Certainly know them from around town generally and doing great work at the Ann Arbor District Library. And Jersey, in the words of our youth programs manager at the Art Center, is the Pied Piper of children.
Awesome.
at the Art Center, and has been a longtime instructor with us and one of our lead teachers in our Art Lab program, which fuses new digital technologies with traditional ways of making art. So we're very excited to have Anne and Jersey in the studio with us to talk about, you know, what's happening in our community and with comics and with animation. And they have a couple cool things coming up. And so it's really great for y'all to share some information about your festival and the exhibition that's going to be happening at the Art Center.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Let's start with you, Jersey. Are you a comic designer, or how would you describe exactly what you do?
Oh, I call myself a cartoonist, which is to say a person who writes with pictures. But, you know, comics is burdened with very troublesome nomenclature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes from comical storytelling, comic strips. So sometimes when I meet in-laws and they say, what are you? You do stand-up comedy, you're a comics artist. You know, so is it a comic book or a graphic novel? You know what? Nobody can agree. So we all call ourselves different things. So it's very kind of you to ask.
In 2016, is there a lot of work for cartoonists?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, especially in like the youth comics market right now, it's a burgeoning field, and there's just a ton of growth. And with publishers like Scholastic and First Second doing really, really interesting things in getting into the book market, there's as long as you are really good and inventive and create something that people want to read, there's work for you.
You told me you had a theme to the work that you do. Courageous yet cute.
That's great. I like it.
Well, Anne and I like to make stories about cute, brave things.
It's good stuff. And the two of you, Kids Read Comics is something that is probably a familiar name to folks and more recently has morphed into the Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival. What's going on with that in town?
Kids Read Comics is an event that a lot of people are familiar with. This will be our eighth year, but we've changed the name, so it is now the Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival. The goal with that was to encourage even more people to love comics as much as we do, because when we started, we felt that a lot of comics weren't meant for kids, and we really wanted to aim kids at the comics that were really focused on them. And we feel that we've been really successful with that. A lot of the kids have grown up and are now teens and don't want to go to an event that says that they're kids. And there are a lot of adults that did not necessarily feel unwelcome, but they didn't feel that the event was specifically for them because kids was in the name. So Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival makes everyone welcome.
And when and where will that be?
That will be June 18th and 19th at the Ann Arbor District Library at 343 South 5th Avenue in beautiful downtown Ann Arbor.
Great. And the cost?
It is absolutely free for everyone to attend. There is no attendance fee.
If you go to a traditional Comic-Con, I don't know if you've seen a traditional Comic-Con, you'll see a lot of cosplay, and you'll see a lot of celebrities, and you can go get an autograph, and you have a wonderful interaction, get your picture taken. It's super fun, right? But at A2CAF, the big difference is that every hour there's some kinds of hands-on activity going on where these artists who come from around the country, sometimes from around the world, we've had guests who come from the UK or from Australia, and we ask them to lead an interactive event of some kind, whether it's a drawing game show like Zach Giolongo's Iron Cartoonist, where you compete with one another and there's a panel of judges, or Matt Fizell's How to Make a Mini Comics workshop, where in an hour and a half you will have finished your own mini comic, just like the ones that we brought to show you guys today.
We're talking to Jersey and Andrews, and of course Omari Rush on Art and Soul. Do you consider yourself an artist?
Ooh, now you're getting like a...
Well, this is
deep,
Art and Soul,
deep.
So let's look into your soul and tell us, do you see yourself?
Well, this is part of the tension of the Comics Unbound exhibition that we're putting on in conjunction with A2CAF this year, is that as a cartoonist, coming from the background and the history that comics has had when I was growing up, we were storytellers. We weren't necessarily artists, and so we didn't treat our art as art. You'll find a lot of cartoonists my age take their pages and throw them in a drawer or even throw them away sometimes.
And published comics were often meant to be disposed of. They were not something that you held on to. They were printed on newsprint. They were not meant to be kept. So there's the high art and low art idea. I know there have been other shows that have dealt with this, but the idea of this is to take comics out of their context of the published work and look at them as art.
You mentioned Comics Unbound. When and where is that happening?
Okay, so Comics Unbound is happening at the Ann Arbor Art Center. We're very, very grateful for their support and participation in putting on this event. And it's in partnership with the Ann Arbor District Library as well, we should say. And it is happening from June 10th to June 24th. And there's an opening reception the evening of June 17th, which is the day before the Ann Arbor Comics Arts Festival.
Great timing, great community partners. It's exactly what we like to do at the Art Center.
Well, we are very much appreciate you joining us. I have one final question. Do you think the comics are for kids or adults or both? Or who are you targeting? Or who's interested these days?
Lisa, I'm looking at this postcard in front of us that has a big censored sign.
Oh.
So there are people parts covered up. But
that was because it was a take on the Rubens Prometheus-bound painting. So that was a little nod to that.
So you're saying adults, Omari?
No, I'm saying all ages.
All ages, okay. Yeah.
All ages, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jersey and Ann Drozd. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will put all the information about your events on our website. I understand there was a recently unveiled mural in Ypsilanti.
Yes, came together through great work from some of our friends at Ypsilanti High School, both the art teacher there, Lynn Settles, and her students, as well as artist Doug Jones, based in Jackson, but has a place in his heart for doing work throughout the Southeast Michigan region. The students were so excited about the last community mural that they did that they begged their teacher to get this one going. And so she applied for a grant with the Ann Arbor Awesome Foundation, and we funded it because we loved it. And it'll be something really great for the community.
Where can you see it?
So it's at the Finesse Hair Salon in Ipsy on Congress. So yeah, drive by, check it out, let it brighten your day, let it connect you with what's happened in Ipsy in the past and inspire you for the future.
We're almost out of time. Our Mari is famous for the Pop X Festival, but Pop In is coming up?
Certainly. We transform our building Fridays throughout the summer with pop-up expressions of art and special concepts by area artists and artisans. This June 24, we'll have one of our pop-ins featuring the Black Opera, which is a music group that fuses hip-hop, visual arts, and community engagement into a really fun performance. A duo, Efflux, which turns their music making into digital visualizations. And, you know, the Ann Arbor District Library has a wonderful collection of digital tools that'll be there for people to play around with and experiment with. It's free and open to the public Friday, June 24, at the Ann Arbor Art Center. We hope people come on down and have fun.
Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Thank you so much for joining us and bringing your special guests, Jersey and Ann. Jersey, I got to ask, is that your real first name?
That's my real first name. It's a Polish name, and it's pronounced Jerzy. My name is pronounced Jerzy Drozd, but very few people in the United States can say that.
Does anyone call you that? Your mother?
Yeah, my grandmother did.
Your grandmother did. Well, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.